T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
One of those things, a couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in the.
What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic.
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Randy Montez McMichael as Randy, and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
The pumps make the yams more yammier.
The whats make the whats more whattier?
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it and use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Oh, I'm doing great. I'm doing a lot better that my partner's back. I always want to thank my man CG Chris Goforth. Of course, Dylan also filling in yesterday, but it's good to have my boy back. Hope your holidays was good. You
was
got
great.
Some rest, you got some eating, you got some family time and all that other stuff that goes with the holidays.
All that good stuff. It was so much fun. We got up to Blue Ridge over the weekend and got a little cabin up there. Went to the Christmas parade on Saturday night. Lily got to see Santa Claus. She got to ride a pony. She got to pet some goats. Like, it was everything you could possibly want. It is different, though, and I don't know if I'm sure you've had this experience having kids. Like, going to the mountains with family, getting a cabin or whatever. Like, my brothers were there, too, so it's like, all right, mountain cabin. In the past, that would mean, you know,
drinking.
Maybe a little rowdy. Yeah, maybe get a little rowdy. There's a pool table, all kinds of fun stuff. A little different now with the 1.5-year-old.
Yeah.
Shh. Everyone quiet. Yeah. Everyone keep quiet. You can hear everything, and the walls are paper thin. Everyone shut up. We were in bed by 9:30 both nights. Outrageous.
Oh, yeah. Shh. You hear something? Damn it. Cold. Y'all wake up. You want to. Y'all going to put her back to sleep.
If you wake her up, you're rocking her back to sleep. That is the deal. That's the way it goes. Grab me a beer. If you go up to get yourself a beer, get me a beer too. Yeah. Anyway, no, it was great though. It was really, really fun. Nice to have a couple days off for sure. Shout out to Chris Goforth, who worked, I think, every single day
of the
holiday weekend. I think he was with us and then filling in yesterday as well. And, you know, sometimes you take some time off a certain time of year and you come back and not a whole lot has happened. Other times you take a little bit of time off and you come back and everything is different. Good Lord. Did we get enough news yesterday for you, Randy? Or you need a little bit more breaking news in order to start the show off today?
Man, it's unreal, the coaching carousel in college football, because it's not necessarily, you know, we're not used to seeing coaches move and all those things. It's the jobs that are open. I mean, coming into the holidays, Andy, it was LSU was open, Florida was open, USC's open. Mm-hmm. Ain't no way in hell I would have thought by the next Tuesday that Oklahoma and Notre Dame would be open. There's just no way possible I would have thought that, man.
No.
But, I mean, this is some wheeling and dealing. And you just see, you know, it's always funny when people get upset with the coaches because they didn't speak to their team or they're moving along or they say they weren't going anywhere. I'm like, why do you believe that? I mean, it's a better opportunity for him and it's a whole lot more money.
Yep.
Hell yeah, I'm going.
Yeah, I mean, that's the truth.
I love them players, but they ain't going to be here around me for about 2 more years.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been interested by that reaction as well. A lot of people sort of doing some clutching of pearls about the way that coaches have handled this situation or the way that players
have always done it.
They do, but coaches have always done it. But
right.
There's just so much more money in this thing now than there ever has been. And there's always been a lot of money. But we're talking about levels of, like, you know, levels of wealth that these guys are going to take advantage of that, you know, it's a little bit disingenuous for anyone to sit here and say that they wouldn't do the same thing, because they would do the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, if you, Brian Kelly is getting like I don't even know what percentage raise it is. He's going from like $2.5 million a year at Notre Dame, plus there's extras and all that good stuff. He's going to be making more than $10 million a year, maybe even $15 million a year based on some reports at LSU.
I'm staying around.
That's why you do that. He also, I mean, I don't. It will be very interesting to see how he does there. Obviously, I mean, that's the truth of any coaching hire, no matter how splashy or seemingly boring, whatever. Like, until you get to that new place and you get in that new environment and new culture and all of that, you don't really know how it's going to go. I don't know about you, but I look at Brian Kelly going to LSU and I look at Lincoln Riley going to USC. And I see both those guys having a lot of success at those places.
I think it's a slam dunk hire by both.
I do, too.
I mean, Brian Kelly, he got a punchable face. He's on the Mount Rushmore, a punchable face coaches. But the man can coach damn football.
Who's up there with him? Sean Payton?
Yeah, Sean Payton.
Dan Mullen's not racked. He's not actually a coach right now.
But, yeah, Dan Mullen, Brian Kelly. I got to come up with somebody else.
Okay.
But at the same time, Bunk, he is a hell of a football coach.
Chip Kelly, maybe? Chip Kelly's
pretty. Yeah, probably.
Okay.
He's a hell of a football coach. Let's call it what it is. And now he's in a situation where, okay, I could get Notre Dame to the college football player, I just can't beat these other teams.
Yeah.
If I get LSU there, we can beat these other teams. It's as simple as that. And now it's all about, you know, trying to, you know, keep some of those staff members. I know the DB coach is one of the best in the country, one of the best recruiters. I can't think of his name right now. You got to keep him. You got to keep Faulkner. You got to keep certain of those guys on that staff. But bring some guys down there.
At LSU currently?
At LSU, yes, yeah. At LSU currently. And so when I look at the hire, I thought it was a great hire. I did. I didn't see it coming. But I saw this as a great hire for LSU. And then the Lincoln Riley just made more sense yesterday to me than it did on Sunday when I first heard the news. Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, obviously, I don't know what happened at USC. I mean, at Oklahoma that made him want to leave or whatever like that. But, I mean, obviously, it probably some more loot.
Yeah, I got a pretty good idea.
Yeah, like, probably some more loot.
I don't know either because I wasn't in those meetings, but I could make a pretty, like – pretty confident prediction as to what happened.
Yeah, and I'm trying to figure out
if
Brian Kelly got that for going from Notre Dame to LSU, I wonder how much Lincoln had to get more than that to go from Oklahoma to SC.
I would think so. I mean, there's probably a lot of stuff written into the contract, too, as far as incentives. Based on, again, none of this is official. Maybe it will become official. The LSU one more likely, too, because it's a public institution. USC's private and Notre Dame's private. But the reporting is that Lincoln Riley, the money is going to be significantly bigger. They bought him a $6 million house,
okay,
so he's going to be living on the beach somewhere in Malibu.
And ain't got to pay for it.
And doesn't have to pay for it. They bought his houses. He had two houses in Norman, Oklahoma. They bought both of them, so he doesn't have to worry about that. USC's buying up his property for $500,000 over the asking price. So he's good there, making a little return on his investment for his real estate purchases in Norman, Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And the kicker was 24/7 access to the plane. 24/7 access for him or his family to the private plane that USC has.
I love it.
So he has his own jet. He makes more money than anyone's going to. And here's the other thing about it. And this, you know, I know not everybody has a chance to travel and spend time all over the country in different places and all that sort of stuff. If you can live in Los Angeles and make that kind of money, it's not a bad place to live, man. Like, I think a lot of people have a weird misconception of what Los Angeles is. And some parts of Los Angeles aren't the best. But if you live on the beach and make that kind of money and have an airplane whenever you want it, you can be the head coach at USC. Yeah, that's a good life.
I'm cool with it. Me and LA, we, you know, I have a mixed bag of with LA as far as my enjoyment whenever I'm there. But at the same time, I mean, you're right. I mean, just the package and the haul that he got, and he's bringing Grinch, the defensive coordinator,
who's got West Coast ties.
Yeah, so I mean, his biggest thing right now is to keep those kids in California, especially the quarterbacks who are all in the Southeast Conference right now.
And why would you not want to go play for a guy who wins Heisman trophies?
Exactly, exactly. So he's going to be able to do that. Coaching carousel, and it's so tricky because this week right here, and then you got early recruiting next week. You know, early signing period. So if you're Notre Dame, and obviously Luke Fickell is the guy you talk about, my man up in
Matt Campbell,
guys like that. Maybe it's somebody we don't know or not gonna see, you know, because I didn't think Brian Kelly, not saying a coach we don't know, but a name like I didn't think that was gonna happen. So
I think you have to keep every door open just in terms of the conversations that we're having, because you're right. Friday or whatever, Wednesday, the last time you and I talked about, because we've been talking about the coaching openings for months now, because they've been open for so long. Brian Kelly going to LSU wasn't something we talked about. I mean, that wasn't, you know what I mean? That was out of left field. So who knows? Maybe Notre Dame has an out of left field hire for them. Maybe because that's the thing about this, Randy, to me that stood out for this coaching carousel other than ones we've seen in the past. Like, we've seen big jobs come open and big names go to big schools. We've never seen big names like this leave good jobs like this.
That's the thing,
like,
Bob.
These two teams, if they would have won, I guess Notre Dame still has a chance. If Oklahoma wins on Saturday, they're maybe going to the college football playoff. And these guys just left. Like, we've never seen this before, at least this much, all at once.
Hey, I'm just still baffled because I'm looking at the things where, like, other coaches and everything. I mean, you see Virginia Tech just hired Penn State's D.C. I know Washington got a new coach, Frank DeBoer's play brother.
Yeah. You know? We got a DeBoer. Yeah. Hopefully it goes better than Frank did here in Atlanta.
And when I say the coaching thing, like, right now, okay, we know James Franklin ain't going nowhere. We know that Mel Tucker.
Yep.
The other three coaches that are not going nowhere, Kirby, Nick, and Dabo.
Yep.
Is anything else off the table?
I don't think so.
Is anybody else off the table?
I don't think so.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Anybody else off the table for Notre Dame?
You would have said, Brian Kelly doesn't leave Notre Dame. Why would he leave Notre Dame?
Right.
Lincoln Riley's not leaving Oklahoma. He's a guy that made in Oklahoma. He's a coach there for life. No, I think you're absolutely right. You have to keep an open mind. And one of the things, you know, just as far as like throwing ideas out there, names out there for open jobs, I mean, Urban Meyer's been tied to Notre Dame for years.
Like, we know that. He turned it down to go to Florida.
Yeah, there's been conversations about him going now. I don't know. Like, do they think twice about it now because of all the stuff that's been going on off the field the last year? I really don't know. But that's an option. Like, Notre Dame and Urban Meyer are not – that's not off the table.
I look at it as, you know, it would be one of the things where he got sick yesterday. And you started feeling stuff, wanted to spend more time with his family and everything. It just seems like that's a perfect match. But what do we know about the ins and outs of it as far as did he burn bridges when he decided not to go there? You know, there's certain things, and, you know, it's a Catholic school and high pristine, and we know Urban, he freaky as hell. We know that. We know he likes to he's a cuffer. You know, he's an under yam cuffer, you know. It's been proven. You know,
there's so video evidence.
There's video of it, yeah. You know. But I mean, it's still – I mean, Notre Dame is a prime football job. It is. It's a prime job. So is Oklahoma. So when you look at all the kids leaving Oklahoma, Oklahoma will be fine. Oklahoma is one of the biggest brands in college football. They'll get kids to come there. It's just all about getting the right hire and him getting there and getting them kids there. And so, you know, LSU, we know what the hell LSU is. The recruiting there is just in the state itself is as best as it is in the country. So it's going to be, you know, as we go forward, and we get past this week, because if Luke Fickell is going to go, Luke Fickell, would he leave Cincinnati if they have a chance to be in the college football playoffs to go to Notre Dame?
I don't know. Brian Kelly left Notre
Brian
Dame.
Brian Kelly did
yesterday.
You know, so that's what I'm saying. So, I mean, that's going to be the tricky one right there if indeed he is the guy for one of those jobs.
I'll tell you one thing. I would have had a real attitude about a 7 a.m. meeting this morning to meet with my coach who's leaving. Like, 7 a.m.? Can't we do this at 9:30?
I ain't meeting with you. Like I said, the call I got from Nick Saban was about 8 o'clock in the morning, considering I got home like at 4:30 that morning. I mean, and I was like, all right, coach. 7 o'clock in the morning for a team meeting? Come on, man. Leave the kids alone, man.
Yeah, you're quitting.
That text was enough for me.
Yeah, let's meet after lunch if we have to meet. You named three coaches that aren't going anywhere. Dabo, Saban, and Kirby. Two of them play on Saturday, by the way, right here in Atlanta.
Just do it.
You know, Bama and Georgia are getting together in the SEC Championship game at 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. It'll be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
You heard that? You heard about that information?
I got it, man.
Okay,
I'm just, I mean, it's Tuesday. It's Tuesday.
It is.
And we got a minute. And so I'm excited about it. I'm trying to keep my mind focused. But every time I look up, a new coach has went somewhere. So it's like, whoa.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get into what's trending, including what Kirby Smart's talking about here.
No quarterback's very good without protection.
Well, that's a fact. No doubt about that. We'll come back and tell you what's trending after this. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Get early bird savings now. Get over $3,000 in cash initiatives on heating and cooling systems from Reliable Heating and Air.
Yeah, I think a big part of it is, number one, protection. How well can you protect and allow him to? Because no quarterback's very good without protection. I think we've seen all good quarterbacks have rough days when the protection's not there. So the first thing you have to do is protect him well. You have to have a plan. He has to understand the plan. You have to avoid adverse situations. You know, you get yourself in a bunch of third and longs, I don't care who your quarterback is, he's going to struggle because those take longer routes downfield to develop if you're going to try to get a first down. And experience. That's the number one thing that Stetson's been able to grow from is looking back at that game. I don't know what that was. His second, third, I don't remember, the fourth start. And, you know, he's played a lot more football now and certainly has improved in terms of decision making. But that's a critical piece to every game is that player at that position makes so many decisions during the game that the outcome is usually affected a lot by the quarterbacks that play in the game.
That's Kirby Smart earlier this week talking about Stetson Bennett, the difference between Stetson this week and Stetson last year when he played Alabama. And I think it's the biggest thing, Randy, is experience. He didn't have any last year when he started against Alabama. Now he's started almost this entire football season. And, you know, for so many of the narratives that have surrounded this football team this year, one of them being Stetson Bennett is not going to be able to win you a game or can't beat Alabama or anything like that. You're going to find out on Saturday. Like all the stuff that this season has been for Georgia, which has been incredible. 12-0, blowing everybody out, all that good stuff. Now, you know, you got to the point where you ultimately wanted to get to the SEC championship game. You assumed it would be Alabama there, and then whatever happens after that.
Man, yeah. I mean, it is one of those situations where Kirby's absolutely correct. I thought about it this morning. That's the first time hearing this clip, Andy, was, you know, if Stetson plays clean, Georgia's going to beat Alabama. Mm-hmm. And it probably would be easily, too. You know, it won't look like, you know, how we dominate everybody else. But if Stetson plays well, they'll beat Alabama. It's just that simple. And when I look at this team as a whole, you're getting guys back. I talked about it yesterday, Andy. It was so good to see George Pickens out there.
How cool was that?
It was just so cool to see him out there playing and running around and doing different things. And you know, it's always fun when you kick Georgia Tech in the mouth the way we did. But I just look at this team. The goal is not done yet. Yes, you want to beat Bama and all those different things, but this isn't about the Jimmys and Joes that's going to be on this field Saturday. That's not what it's about. It's about the mentality that Georgia has as a program to sit up there as a program. To say that we are going to beat Alabama, period. I mean, because they got the talent. They got everything they need to beat Alabama. Now it's just that mindset to go out there, and it ain't going to be easy because this is a battle-tested group. I know there's a lot of new guys that are getting stars, but I'm talking about the championship pedigree ain't go nowhere in Alabama. Mm-hmm. They still got that little short dude with the arms crossed out there on that football field that knows how to get his football team ready.
Yes, they do.
You know, that's what they still do have that. And that is something when it comes to a game of this magnitude, because the thing about it is they're still playing for their championship hopes. Mm-hmm. As far as what, I mean, everybody telling me is that Georgia win or lose is going to be in the playoffs. Well, Alabama lose, they're out. So they're coming in desperate, never been an underdog, but twice, I think. And so, I mean, this is going to be fun, man. I can't wait for Saturday, man, because I know it's going to be rocking over there at Mercedes-Benz. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. Y'all guys, if you ain't doing that, make sure you guys stop by Hudson Grill downtown in Midtown. Go over there, holler at me, Chuckery, and Chris. We'll be there from 12 to 4. Come over, holler, take some selfies with Chuckery. Not me, but, you know, I'll give you a fist pound or something like that. But, yeah, it's going to be – I'm so excited for this game, Andy. And for all my family, I know y'all all listen. No, I cannot get you tickets.
You can't?
Dude.
I was just about to ask.
No, I can't get you tickets. I get me one.
Oh, you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Just want y'all to know that. Love you to death. Love you. Love you much.
Can't do it.
Can't do it.
That's a tough
ticket.
Tough ticket.
Yeah, and not going to do it.
Yeah, can't
I
do it.
Oh, I can do it. Okay, yeah, no. I can do it, but I ain't got – yeah.
What do you mean you could do it? Like you could get tickets – comped, or you could have to spend the money to get tickets?
Extra tickets? Yeah, I would have to come out the pocket on those.
Yeah, I mean, you know. It'll be fun to watch it on TV.
It really will. It's more fun.
Yeah.
It's more fun.
Beer's paid for. Bathroom's right there.
Ain't got to wait in no line.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Eat whatever you want. You don't have to pay for that either. All of that is true. And everything that you said is exactly right. I mean, this was the moment that the season was all leading towards if everything went the way that you wanted it to. Everything went the way you wanted it to. They're undefeated at this point. Now they get Alabama as favorites in the SEC championship game. So many things happened on Saturday. And look, the game went the way that it was going to go for Georgia. There was a lot of other football games on Saturday that were just like outrageous and exciting and fun to watch. The two most important things for me were you came out of the 2 weeks against Charleston Southern and Georgia Tech pretty healthy, which is what you were hoping for.
Right.
And then for George Pickens to get back on the field, not only a cool moment for him to pay off all the hard work to get back there, that's also something for Alabama to think about.
Right.
Like, you know, the fact that you were able to get him back out on the field lends to the question of, okay, well, how can they use him? Like, that's just another one of those little, I don't know how much time they have to spend on it, but that's just another one of those things that they have to spend time thinking about, because you know how good George Pickens can be.
Yes.
When he's George Pickens. Now,
right.
How close is he to that? Who knows? But it's something that they got to spend time worrying about. You also got to worry about Brock Bowers, because that dude's healthy, and he's ridiculous. He's like, how he pulled away from the secondary of Georgia Tech in a way, it was like he hit the turbo button and none of those guys had the button or something like that. That was a ridiculous touchdown.
Just what I tell you, I mean that he's the best I've ever seen, man. He's just a freshman. So obviously he's gonna be a true freshman. He'll be running the best to ever put on not just a tight end, just to put on the damn Georgia uniform. Just a special athlete who I just enjoyed watching all year long go out there and just every time I think he can't do something or he does something different, just amazes the hell out of me. I'm like, look at this dude right here. I said yesterday, Andy, he was a part of the white t-shirt crew, you know, getting tossed out the club early in the year. But
yeah,
you see how he's blocking now and just the technique. And I mean, it's just everything about this young man that just has special written all over it. And I just enjoy watching him play and can't wait to see him play on the big stage so everybody can see it.
Yep.
This dude is legit.
And you get him for two more years,
yes,
which is crazy.
Yes.
All right, here's Lincoln Riley talking about headed out west.
I can promise you that you're going to get the best out of myself. You're going to get the best out of our staff, out of our players. We're going to put something on that field that you're proud of. And I agree, Chairman Caruso, this place is going to be full. This is going to be the mecca of college football.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what he's charged with, is bringing USC back to the national prominence that it once had and the dominance that it once had as well. Like, this is kind of a two-part thing for me. The next part is the most important part, which is what he can do in terms of the on-field product and winning and all that stuff. I think he's going to do a good job. We'll see. From a off-season, you know, splashy public relations, whatever, like, this is the biggest off-season thing that's happened to the Pac-12. I don't know since when. Like, honestly, I don't know that I can think of anything as impactful as this.
Right.
In the moment. Again, I don't know what it's going to look like when he gets out there. Obviously, Pete Carroll turned out to be amazing. Chip Kelly turned out to be amazing. There's been some hires that turned out to be great. But just the act of getting Lincoln Riley from Oklahoma is the single biggest thing that's happened to that conference in decades.
I mean, this is a big deal. This is a big deal. This is what we call big game hunting.
Yep.
And that's what USC did. My man Chuck Rowe was like to say, until that team right there is relevant, Pac-12 won't be relevant.
That's,
they'll be
right.
Good, but until that program is relevant, and I'm talking about big time relevant, yeah, people look at the Pac-12 the way they've been looking at them. And so when you look at getting a coach like Lincoln Riley, I thought, Andy, that he would leave Oklahoma, but I thought it would be a pro coach.
Yeah,
I honestly
right.
thought that's what it would be for him to be. You know, Mike McCarthy gets fired in Dallas, and he goes to be the Dallas Cowboys quarterback. I mean, head coach. That's what I always assumed. But yeah, he's in USC right now. We talked about all of the the perks that he got for taking that job, which is completely awesome. But I mean, he's going to hit the ground running because he's got to get some of those kids. Well, I'm sure the commitments they got, they ain't going nowhere because Lincoln Riley there. But he got to go find and go steal somebody else's players. Because until that name's on that dotted line, I would like to know that my commitment is open and all those different things. We saw all
I'm reopening think, my well, recruitment.
Respect my decision. And then you look at it, does some of his players from Oklahoma come out there?
Yep.
Especially when we talk about the quarterback position. I don't think Spencer Rattler's going there.
I don't think he wants Spencer Rattler.
I think
he wants the other guy.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't see that happening. But it's gonna be fun and exciting with Lincoln Riley at USC.
If he can put a fence up around Los Angeles,
that's all he got
to
do.
They're back to the college football playoff in 3 years.
Yeah,
like it's as simple as that. Now then, if he can do what he's been doing and recruit nationally and get great players from all over the place, there's no reason to think that
he got him in Norman, Oklahoma.
Exactly.
Yes.
He went and got five stars from Washington D.C. and Texas and Florida and California and Norman, Oklahoma.
So you don't think they want to come to L.A.?
I would think so.
Man, man, you'd be so cool out in L.A. with your block shoes and tight pants walking up the boulevard. Come on, man.
It's not a bad place to live. Here's Arthur Smith. Falcons get the win on Sunday over the Jacksonville Jaguars. Talking about how different they are when they have Cordarrelle Patterson.
The only comparison I have is the same question I used to get asked about Ryan Tannehill. Different players, different parts of the career. You would think of a lot of things in life. The experience has led you to this point that probably benefited him. So just a kind of set of circumstances here. He's done a really nice job. I don't think it's just one thing. Where he fits, what we're trying to do, what a bit is that, moving him around. We had a pretty good grasp at it as he evolved in Chicago. Some of the coaches we had, that we have here, that he had in Chicago. So it's a combination of a lot of things. But we're happy he's here.
Yeah, I don't think there's any player more important to the Atlanta Falcons' success, if there was any question about that, than Cordarrelle Patterson. Him back on the field on Sunday made the difference. They actually had a run game on Sunday. Randy,
how about that, Andy?
They ran the ball for 150 yards. What do you know about that?
Well, they played on the other side of the defensive line for Jacksonville, and it wasn't nothing tricky. It wasn't nothing like that. And they ran right at Jacksonville. Yeah. You had double teams inside. And I told you, Keith Smith, the fullback, played a fantastic game. And they were able to run the football. And, I mean, it was Jacksonville and all those things, but we would have been mad if they lost to Jacksonville. So I'm not going to be upset because they beat Jacksonville or try to minimize the fact they beat Jacksonville. They won an NFL football game, and now they have an opportunity to put a dent into the lead of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers if they can beat them here on Sunday. Not saying it's going to happen, but we got a few days to talk about it. But, yeah, that's a good win for them, man, especially coming off the two just disastrous performances that they had before then. But, yeah, Cordero, we talked about it yesterday, man. What's his market going to be? Because – I mean, he's shown.
Large.
Yes. Yes.
Large market.
Yes.
I hadn't thought about this until right now. The Bucs are here Sunday. Alabama, Georgia, Saturday. A lot of local fans, nightmare makers in that building.
Oh.
Nick Saban and Tom Brady.
Way to go, Andy.
In the building over the weekend.
I'm sure somebody thought about
it. Well, maybe we can exercise some of those demons. You know what I mean?
Hey, man. Go and get the cross and go and get the holy water, man, and the anointing oil and all that good stuff. Start throwing it. Throw it all over. The chi. Throw it all over Mercedes-Benz.
Throw some chi, okay? Throw some chi this weekend. We'll get to a big deal, small deal, no deal coming up next with Wendy, so don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The NFL plays here.
Thursday night, touchdown five. Let's go!
Catch all the action all season long as we bring you some of the best matchups this season, as well as Super Bowl 56, February 13th, live from SoFi Stadium.
Thursday, it's Dak Prescott and the Cowboys on the road for a matchup with the Big Easy with the New Orleans Saints. Pre-game at 7:30, kickoff at 8:15.
Catch all the action here. The NFL plays here.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning. This is pretty solid there. You a little beatboxing back in your day, did you?
Oh, come on, man. You know, we all did that.
Yeah, we did. We won't do it now, though. That's for sure. Certainly not on the radio. We'll get to an NFL no huddle in about 20 minutes. College football corner coming up at 11:20. Before we jump into a big deal, small deal, no deal. Midnight tonight, Randy, the current collective bargaining agreement for Major League Baseball expires.
Yep.
And likely at 12:01, a hopefully brief work stoppage begins. Hopefully they can figure this thing out. Kind of sounds like they'll be able to. It's going to take a minute because it's baseball.
Yep.
But the only thing that sucks about it, two things suck. I mean, the work stoppages at all. If it goes longer and kind of leads up to the season, which it doesn't sound like it's going to, but it puts a hold on all the contract stuff. Because
correct.
It's been pretty crazy over the last 48 to 72 hours, some of these deals that some of these guys have gotten.
Well, I mean, you look at that. I mean, that was something. Remember, I asked Joe P this last show, Patrick. I was like, well, if everybody was talking about waiting until the collective bargain agreement, the new one is set. Why the hell is everybody getting all this money right now?
It doesn't seem like everybody's waiting.
What do they know that yeah. we don't know?
Some
know?
People are and some people aren't.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And of course, first of all, you know, Brian Snicker, as Snicker said in their update, they picked up the option, which is a no-brainer. We know that. But, the concern here in Atlanta is what's going to happen with Freddie Freeman. Mm-hmm. And you look at some of the things that go around as far as, you know, money and teams, you know. I think Freddie wants to be here, but I don't think Freddie going to take no debate to stay here.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
I mean,
and if I'm Freddie, and if
I'm Freddie, I ain't staying here for nothing. No. If I'm not the highest paid first baseman in baseball, I'll go somewhere else and be it.
I'm looking around at the numbers. If that's what is happening, and we don't know. We don't know what the holdup is.
Do not know at all.
It would have been great if it would have happened already. It didn't, so here we are. But if I'm Freddie Freeman, I'll get on social media maybe a morning for 15 minutes every morning and just kind of check. Yeah. Oh, huh, that's what he got. Cool. Now I know where we're starting our negotiation.
Exactly.
Or at least where the new mark stands. The Braves did sign Kirby Yates, relief pitcher Kirby Yates.
Old Kirb.
Old Kirby.
The old Kirb.
Sounds like another country music singer out there in the bullpen to me. Add him to the list. He's got his album dropping next October. All right, let's get to a big deal, small deal, old no Kirb. Deal in Wendy.
And now, 92.9 The Game presents Big Deal, Small Deal, or No Deal with Brian Gebhardt on the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelers in Buckhead or Alpharetta, online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. No Brian, Wendy in for Brian today. Hello, Wendy.
What's going on, guys?
Andy said I couldn't beatbox.
I think he's accurate.
There we go.
No, that was good, man.
That's pretty good, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wendy's got bars, so I mean.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay. I think we're ruining the microphones.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not supposed to spit in the microphones.
Well, I got my own mic, so I'm good.
Oh, you can spit it all you want.
Yeah, man.
Well, we'll do this first one in Brian's honor. Tiger Woods sitting down with Golf Digest. It's his first interview since that horrific car accident earlier this year. He talked about his recovery process and his return to golf. But big deal, small deal, no deal, Tiger saying this when it comes to his future in golf.
I don't have to compete and play against the best players in the world to have a great life. I know that after my back fusion, I had to prove it to myself. I had to climb Mount Everest one more time. I had to do it, and I did. This time around, I don't think I will have the body to climb Mount Everest, and that's okay. But I can't participate in the game of golf. I can still maybe, if my leg gets good enough, maybe click off a tournament here or there. But as far as climbing the mountain, get all the way to the top, I don't think that's a realistic expectation of me.
This is a big deal. It was good to see Tiger and good to hear from him and everything. You know, I've seen some clips of him and everything. And I know Brian and Andy and myself, we're big Tiger fans. I'm not at the level of those two, because I know Brian Fillings got hurt a little bit by what he said about not being an everyday player. But I think it's a situation where don't nobody know you himself, it's him, right?
Yeah.
He understands where he is in his career and everything, and it won't be the same. It is what it is, but, I mean, just to have him out there playing will be a big thing for golf.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Tiger being involved in anything in any way is a big deal. Him saying that is a big deal, too, just because he's never said it before. Even when he couldn't walk, you know, after his back fusion and all that kind of stuff, he's like, I don't know, you know, I'm still going to grind it out, hopefully be able to get back out there someday. For him to sort of admit the you know, the end of that level of competition might have already gotten here is a big deal. I don't know. Maybe because I'm such a big fan or whatever, I've seen him do it before.
So you believe you believe he can come back?
I don't buy it. I still think he's going to try. I still think he's going to be at times competitive. And I guess it is a matter of how much he's able to actually work, because you don't just show up and win at Augusta. That's an 18-month process and right. Things like that. So if he's able to be healthy enough to put the practice together to be able to compete, that's going to be the big thing. But it sounds like at least he's at a place where he's happy if he can't, mm-hmm. and that's pretty important. Yep. He's brought us all a lot of joy as sports fans, so I was just happy to see him back out there talking. I'll say one thing. He might not have been able to work out his legs over the last 10 months, but he's been getting on the bench press. And that tight shirt that he wore, he wanted everybody to know about it too. Tiger wanted everybody to see the guns at that press conference today.
Do guys wear tighter shirts to make their muscles stand out more?
Yeah. Why do you think Shock wearing them tight shirts on the news?
DJ Shockley's doing triangle push-ups before every live.
You know, that's why Shock been on the sideline with them little polos, man, trying to show off them yaks.
He asked for smaller sizes so they can show off the guns.
Exactly.
You just asked for smaller.
You guys got a medium? You guys got medium sleeves?
Okay, perfect. Then get me a small.
Wouldn't that be great? What a great idea. Wouldn't it be great to have a shirt company? It's medium where you need it, but hey, can I get the medium with the small sleeves?
Yeah. So you get like the extra large in the middle?
Yes.
With the medium sleeves?
Yes. Yeah.
What a great idea.
That is a good idea.
Maybe I got something going. Well, we haven't mentioned this yet, but Andy, you're back, and we got to ask. Big deal, small deal, no deal. Washington hiring Fresno State's Kalen DeBoer as their next head coach. Coach.
Well, it's certainly not a big deal.
It's a deal, though.
It's a deal, and it's a coach. Yeah, it's a pretty good indicator, though, I feel like, in this cycle, Randy, where so many big jobs are open and so many big names are on the move, that's who Washington targeted and got.
Right.
And again, it might end up being great, but you're not in the conversation of all this other stuff.
Oh, no. No, definitely not.
And
no.
If anyone thought that they might have been, you were a little delusional. And I think it's a smart hire. Again, just like any of them, we'll see what it actually looks like when he gets on the sideline. My biggest question is, can he recruit?
That's the ultimate thing right there, and I think it's a deal. And I just thinking about it, Andy, and I know Brian's going to text his answer. What about Whittingham to Notre Dame?
Interesting.
That's interesting. Okay. I'm just curious because I know we were talking about him going to USC possibly. What about him going to Notre
Dame? He's a steady dude, man,
yeah.
And he's done a really good job at Utah for years. Is that splashy enough, though? Like, did they need to have a name?
Was Brian Kelly splashy?
I don't know.
He was a good coach at Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I remember when he got the job and everything. But, I mean, you want flash and splash, but, I mean, he's just a very good football coach.
Well, I guess, to be honest, the splashy hires that Notre Dame made before Brian Kelly were the ones that didn't work out.
I mean, you think?
Yeah, that's a good point. Oh, that's all. That's going to be all for a big deal, small deal, no deal. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the 11 o'clock hour. Did you watch Monday Night Football last night, Randy?
I did.
Why did you do that? Why did you do that to yourself?
Well, I was flipped between that and Succession.
Oh, smart.
Yeah.
That's a smart way to do it.
Yeah.
Might be an end of an era up there in Seattle.
Oh, yeah.
Might have been it. We'll come back. We'll get to some NFL and college football at 11:20 as well. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.